Nolte, bombshell report says Chris Cuomo still advising brother Andrew. By John Nolte on August 10, 2021. Despite his on-air promise to never do it again, the far-left Washington Post reports that CNN's Chris Cuomo is still advising his brother, disgraced Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY. Because the Washington Post is a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads fake news and conspiracy theories, Monday night's Chris Cuomo bombshell was buried under 11 full paragraphs, "Democracy Dies in Buried Leads." Cuomo, who is ensconced in the governor's mansion in Albany and has not been coming to the office, is left with few advisors. Rich Azzopardi, his longtime spokesman, has said he plans to stay in his post. The governor also continues to confer with longtime advisor Charlie King, a lobbyist at the public strategy firm Mercury, as well as his brother, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, according to people familiar with the situation. Emphasis added. Currently, Chris Frito Cuomo is on vacation. At least, that's what we're being told, that Frito is taking a week off from his GNLAL anchor duties for his birthday. Which is a fucking lie, and everyone knows it's a fucking lie. But because all GNLAL and Chris Cuomo do is fucking lie, no one is shocked or surprised. Frito isn't taking a birthday vacation. He took the week off because he knew his brother was about to resign in disgrace. And now, although it tried its best to bury the bombshell, The Washington Post has uncovered something else this fucking liar fucking lied about. Back in May, after he was caught advising his brother the first time, an act that not only violated every journalistic ethic under the sun but one where Frito, in the age of hashtag MeToo, advised his brother to smear his credible accusers as liars, Frito looked into the GNLAL camera and said to his handful of viewers, "How I helped my brother also matters. When my brother's situation became turbulent, being looped into calls with other friends of his and advisors, that did include some of his staff, I understand why that was a problem for CNN. It will not happen again. It was a mistake. Because I put my colleagues here, who I believe are the best in the business, in a bad spot." Emphasis added. It will not happen again. It will not happen again. It will not happen again. Naturally, GNLAL itself also lied to us when the fake news outlet released a statement in May assuring its residual viewers Frito would never do it again. However, it was inappropriate to engage in conversations that included members of the governor's staff, which Chris acknowledges. He will not participate in such conversations going forward. Emphasis added. Oh, he won't, eh? Does anyone honestly believe GNLAL believed that at the time? Of course, GNLAL lied to us. Of course, GNLAL knew Frito would do it again. GNLAL has no ethical standards. Just look at all the ethical scandals this spoiled, entitled Frito has gotten away with in just a little over a year without facing a single consequence. He poses as an objective anchor while advising Governor Brother to smear his sexual assault accusers as liars. He lies about never again advising his brother. He refuses to wear a mask while he shames others for not wearing a mask. Enjoys VIP coronavirus testing courtesy of his governor brother. He violates quarantine while he knew he was infected with the China flu. He uses GNLAL to stage a phony quarantine exit from his basement. He lies about staying quarantined in his basement. Does multiple on-air interviews with brother governor to turn him into a folk hero while brother governor was killing old people and reportedly groping state troopers. And Frito is GNLAL's highest rated anchor. This lying sack of narcissistic garbage earns more viewers than anyone else at GNLAL. To be fair, when you're talking about GNLAL, that's not saying much. But it tells you just how much trouble that hate network is in right now. Liars, all, and that includes the disgraced Washington Post for burying this in the hopes of protecting one of their own. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.